أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. There is the beginning of Surah Dukhan, which follows Surah Zukhruf. In Surah Zukhruf, as we read, the main subject matter was with regard to the kuffar who did not believe and the consequences in the year after, and thereby Allah implores the people of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, that they should believe in the Quran Sharif and save themselves from the terrible consequences in the year after. This is the Quran Sharif on which Allah ended, that it is the word of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This surah, Allah starts it also with the greatness of the word of Allah Ta'ala, and also this kitab is so blessed that when it was revealed, that time also became blessed. Whether it was Shab-e Barat or Laylatul Qadr. And the month of Ramadan is known for the Quran, so the Quran has made this whole month also so very blessed. And this is such a great surah. It is narrated, a person who reads it on Friday night or Friday, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala builds a palace for that person in Jannah. It is also narrated, a person who reads this surah in Surah Yasin on Friday night, Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins. And in one narration it comes, Allah appoints 70,000 angels, farishtas, to make dua for that person. This is one of the 20 surahs which are called from amongst the Nazair, in which Allah Ta'ala has sounded his severe warnings. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would commonly read the surah in Fajr namaz. Allah Ta'ala says, Hameem, the starting with the meaning of which is known only to Allah Ta'ala. Wal kitab il mubin, qasam hai is kitab wadih ke. Allah takes an oath by this kitab which makes things so manifest. The kitab itself is a very clear kitab. There is no ambiguity, there is nothing hidden in it. And in the same way, the kitab is such that it makes everything also very clear for a person. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Humne usko utara ek raat, barkat ki raat mein. And we have revealed this kitab in a night of great blessing. Whether it was Shab-e Barat, the 15th night of Shaban, or the Laylatul Qadr, the great night in the month of Ramadan. The agreement the ulama have made between the two narrations is that the whole Quran Sharif was revealed as one piece, the whole Quran, on Shab-e Barat, from the heavens to the nether sky. And on Laylatul Qadr, it was revealed piece by piece, bit by bit, as the occasion arose, it was revealed. So that night, those nights, Shab-e Barat also has become a very blessed night, and Laylatul Qadr has also become a very blessed night, and we should understand this point behind it all, that this is all the barakat of the Quran Sharif, that these nights have become so honorable. We do respect and honor the nights, but we should realize what has made these nights and what has made the month of Ramadan so blessed. It is the Quran Sharif. And our minimum relationship with the Quran Sharif should be that we recite it, and recite it in abundance, and try and recite it with all its etiquettes. We should not just leave the Quran Sharif on a shelf, but we should, the honor of the Quran is to recite it. Inna kunna mundhirin. Hum hai keh sunane wale. It is we who are the warners. And this is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that He has warned us of all the pitfalls which are coming in our life. If a person is going on a beautiful freeway, very good road, markings are very good road, and he has guided somebody onto that road, it is a great blessing also. But at the same time, if he does not warn him that you have to be very careful, the people drive at high speeds on the freeways, so if you are not careful, you'll make an accident, and in the accident on the freeway will not only involve you, but many cars, because all of them are just one behind the other. Also, if the person warns you that there are speed traps, that there are cameras, hidden cameras, that is also a favor. He is not your enemy that is warning you that you must watch your speed, but he is your friend that is warning you. So Allah that has warned us of our pitfalls, in our lives, and any alim, many people feel such a alim is very good who never speaks of Jahannam, who never speaks of the haram, who only speaks of fazail, who are virtues. No, it is absolutely necessary then for a good person that he warns you of the pitfalls also. And when somebody does warn us of our bad character, etc., we should never take that person as our enemy, but we should take him as our great friend that he is warning us. Today, if somebody tells us our faults, we feel this person is my enemy, and we don't like that person. Why does he point out my faults to me? But that person is your great friend. So Allah Ta'ala has revealed this Quran, and Allah has sounded his warnings also for us. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ اُسِي مَنْ جُدَى هُتَا هِ هَرْ كَامْ جَانْچَا هُوَا. And it is in this night, the Shabi Barat, all Laylatul Qadr, that in there all things are made very clear, as the day is separate from the night, and everyone knows it. Everyone knows the difference between black and white. Like that, Allah has made everything clear in this Quran also, which was revealed on this night. Yufraku kullu amrin hakim. Every matter of wisdom, every matter that is of importance was made very clear in this Quran and on this night also. And also, this the Shabi Barat is also known, the night when all, for example, to Malakul Maut, or the list is given of all those people who are going to die during that year. In the rosy of a person, everything is decided on that night. Ulama have written that this to combine the two of Shabi Barat and Laylatul Qadr, this whole process starts on Shabi Barat and ends in Shabi Qadr. This is that period, and this is a real fasting period also, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when my amal are presented by Allah, I would like them to be presented at that time when I am fasting. So that is also the honor of this night and the honor of the Quran Sharif. Amram min indina, hukam hokar hamare paas se. And these are orders which are from us, which shows the great authority, the absolute authority. There is really only one authority in the world, and that is Allah's authority. And this authority is from Allah Ta'ala. All these laws which Allah has revealed, and when this book of guidance was revealed by Allah Ta'ala, and with this absolute authority, but Allah Ta'ala covered it up with great love, and Allah presented it to us in a very mild way and with great love, which is a thing which is of great, great honor, great awe, great nobility. But Allah presented it with mildness, kindness, and with great love. Inna kunna mursileen, hum he bhejne wale. We are the ones who send everything. Whether this was the sending of the malaika or the sending of the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, but it is Allah who sends all his orders through them. Rahmatam min rabbik, rahmat se tere rab ki. And all this is because of the mercy of Allah. Otherwise, where is Allah? Where are we? Where we not even a speck of dirt or dust by Allah Ta'ala. But Allah has sent this absolute authority of his. He has sent his great love letter to us. He has sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam to us. He has sent the malaika to us. This is all the great, great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And fortunate is that person who acknowledges this mercy and who makes shukr upon it. But those who don't even think of it, who don't even acknowledge it, who don't even try and read the Quran, don't try and make their lives according to the Quran, they are very, very far from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Innahu huwa sami'ul alim. Wahi hai sunne janne wala. It is only Allah who hears everything and who is the knower of everything else. Nobody else is like Allah Ta'ala, who can know everything and who can hear everything. A black ant that walks on a black stone, nobody else can hear it. That ant can't hear its own movements also, but Allah Ta'ala hears it. Whatever there is in the world, Allah is the hearer and Allah is the knower of each and everything. Allah is such, رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. رَبْ آسْمَانُ کا اور زمین کا اور جو کچھ ان کے بیچ میں ہے. Allah is the Lord. رب is the one who is brought into existence from non-existence. رب is he who nourishes and sustains, who maintains, who controls. رب is he to whom everything will return again. Allah is the Rabb of the heavens also, of the sky, of the skies, of the earth also, and everything in between also. Allah alone is the creator, nourisher, sustainer, maintainer, controller, and Allah Ta'ala alone is the one who knows each and everything at every split moment. Allah does not have to open files to check up what is here, when did this happen, etc. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah at all times. In kuntum muqineen, agar tumko yaqeen hai, if only you had yaqeen, if you had iman. To have this iman, the quantity, the correct, to have iman on all this, and then to have the quality of iman, a convincing iman. Deep down in one's heart, a person is totally convinced. Then a person gets the enjoyment of the iman. He gets a taste of iman when he has this conviction within him. La ilaha illa hu. Kisi ki bandagi nahi siwai uske. There is no power besides him. There is no one worthy of worship besides him. It is only he. So turn only to him. Yuhyi wa yumit. Jilata hai aur marta hai. He lies. Life is only in the control of Allah. Death is only in the control of Allah. Nobody can give life and nobody can give death. Even by committing suicide, life is not in committing suicide. There are so many people, if we read in the Guinness Book of Records, they've got a record of people, how many people, how many times they tried to commit suicide, but they were not successful. If mort is written, then only will a person die. Otherwise, your own attempt of taking your life, that also will be futile. If your mort is not written at that time. Rabbukum wa rabbu abaikum al-awwalin. Rabb tumhara aur rabb tumhare agle baap dado ka. Allah is your Rabb also, and is the Rabb of your forefathers also, and not only your immediate parents, but all your forefathers who had come before. If a person is deceived and think that my parents made me, they cohabited and I was born. The parents, if they could make, can they make one eye? If they made your two eyes, if you think, can they make their own one eye? Can they maintain their own eyes? Can they make a heart? Can they maintain a heart? Nobody can do this. No cardiologist also, no optometrist also. Allah alone is the one who has made all this, and He alone maintains and controls it also. فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكِّ يَلْعَبُونَ. Koi nahi, wo dhoke mein hai, khelte. It is nothing that we see the non-believers and people so much engaged in dunya. It is only one thing, Allah says, that they are in doubt of all this matter. And they think we are doing things. We are in control of the world. We are in control of the aeroplanes. We are in control of the governments. We are in control of people's lives also. We have got our CCTVs everywhere. We know everything and we control the movements of people also. This is all a great deception. And because of that, they are just in tomfoolery. They are just wasting their time and just wasting their energies, their time, everything in this worldly, useless pursuits. That's all what is happening. So the reality is that this great Quran Sharif, the night when it was revealed is great also. The place where it was revealed is great also. And the greatness of it can be only known and can be experienced and can be enjoyed when we have that full conviction on it. If we are in doubt of all these matters and we think we are earning our rosy, the reality of Tawheed hasn't still entered into our hearts. When this reality will come, a person will realize this, and then is this great power of Iman and the great sweetness of Iman as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.